Hello, everyone, and welcome to Return to Shambhala. This is Vicki, your host. Today is August the 1st, 2011. I have a guest this evening. Her name is Cheryl Bench. I know Cheryl through the Heart Center, which I've talked about many times on the show. She's a wonderful teacher and lecturer, spiritual teacher. Cheryl, how would you like to describe yourself, or would you like to carry on?
Well, I could describe myself. I am right now. I currently work as a hospice social worker, but I'm also working on my doctoral dissertation in depth psychotherapy. And so I work with patients and families, and of course, I do a lot of work with patients that have terminal diseases, and so I work with families on all kinds of things that have to do with their beliefs, their faith, their spirituality, their feelings about disease, and of course, the end of their lives. So I'm working with the concepts that I teach in the Heart Center quite often throughout the day, and so I really enjoy what I do, and I'm teaching during the day with patients and families, and then I teach at Mayra University, an online university for spiritual type of teachings, and enjoy that very much.
Well, that's wonderful that we're in the world of form. We're working in the real world. I know I'm a special educator, and I work with families who have children who have disabilities, so I'm able to, as you, take the teachings and apply them to the real world. Now, tonight we agreed to talk about the violet flame, and so that's where I would like to start with the violet flame. What would you like to talk about? Where would you like to take us on the violet flame topic?
Well, I'm not sure who the audience is. So maybe if you could give me a little bit a better idea of who I'm speaking to or what our audience is, that might give me a little bit more direction.
Well, I'm with you. I'm not really sure of the audience myself, but I'll tell you, in the past, I started off with talking about Shambhala and David Lewis, the director of the Heart Center, was our first guest, and we talked about Shambhala, and we talked about the Ascended Masters, and people enjoyed that. I got good feedback from that. And then I talked last time on July the 4th about Saint Germain and his life stream of all the embodiments that he had taken over the past, starting with back in the days of Greece. So they have some background about Saint Germain and about the I Am presence, the God presence, and about where we're going with our lives, what we're about, returning to Shambhala. We're co-creating our new golden crystal age. So I don't know if that helps you or not, but that's kind of some background that.
Well, I guess it's maybe a good place for me to start would be my introduction to the violet flame, and that was about, I'd say about 26 years ago, and that was definitely through Saint Germain and through the teachings on the science of the spoken word. And so I got very excited when I came in contact with that book on the science of the spoken word, and the violet flame was touted as God's highest gift to the universe. And so when I started using the violet flame, I was at a place in my life where I was having a lot of changes. I was coming down from being a manager at a large multinational corporation, and there was a lot of corruption, and even back then in the 80s that was going on, a lot of corporate takeovers and a lot of intrigue, and And so I had just left working in a large corporation and trying to find a new place for myself in the world. And so the Violet Flame came in very handy for me at that point in my life, because I found that I wasn't as happy as I wanted to be, and there were a lot of things that were frustrating. And I was, I think part of what was happening was a bit of returning karma, which was taking me to places that I didn't really want to be and having to deal with negative circumstances. So I started using the Violet Flame and doing the prayers and mantras every morning. And I never was around a group for quite a long time or anybody else who knew about the Violet Flame. So I was able to take the simple mantras that were in that book on the science of the spoken word and start using those. And I started to feel an immediate lightening of my load, so to speak. And it was wonderful to begin visualizing the Violet Flame transmuting and freeing me from negative thoughts and feelings and negative circumstances that I found myself in. So that was really wonderful, and I have never stopped in the last 25 years using the Violet Flame, and continue to use the mantras, the prayers, and the decrees and the songs to lift myself and to transmute negative situations. And of course, I'm sure you can understand that in my work, I still come into contact daily with a lot of negative energy because of the types of diseases and situations that I see families and patients in. And so the daily use of the Violet Flame is critical for me to continue to operate and to continue to transmute the negative and to move forward so that I can continue doing my work.
Yes, I know what you mean. When I invoke the Violet Flame, well, the first time was probably about 10 or 11 years ago. I just felt a real calming to my whole being. It's just a real relaxation. You compared it as to a lifting up of your beingness, and that's what I felt too.
One of the things that I think that is important in the last 5 years in the Heart Center movement now, we've also gotten new teachings on the Violet Flame that are considered to be even higher than the Violet Flame, which is the violet laser light. And it's a more concentrated aspect of the Violet Flame, where you can direct the violet laser light into a specific situation and have an intense transmutation and clearing very quickly of maybe past records or negative thoughts or feelings or just a negative interaction with someone, whatever the situation might be. But so that's kind of exciting to know that there is also different concentrations of the Violet Flame. And as we continue with our practice of using the Violet Flame, we can kind of step up that use. And we don't have to maybe use we can use the violet laser light in just a few moments of time and accomplish a great deal. So we don't have to spend, half an hour or an hour or however long maybe that we used to in order to get the same effect. So that's kind of an exciting aspect of the Violet Flame.
That is. I know that in 1936, St. Germain's began to reveal the Violet Flame. That was a long time ago. And it was just it's a very gentle frequency then, because it's so powerful that you can't go into the laser cosmic light right away. So it's been, like you said, a gradual increase in frequency and vibration. Mm-hmm. Danny and Brinkley, I don't know if you've heard him say this, but he's actually seen it when he was,
yeah,
during his
Yes, I've heard him speak personally, and I remember he said that he has absolutely seen it.
It pops and crackles just like a real fire that we see in this reality.
Right.
And it's very beautiful, very clearing.
Mm-hmm. It is, you know, and one thing, I can actually hear it myself. And when I visualize it, I can tune into, I have kind of an intuition about certain things, and I think that when we're sensitive in our body, we can actually feel and sense the violet. I can actually hear it burning and crackling on a kind of a higher level. And mm-hmm. So it seems like I've been able to do that for a number of years also, is to really feel it and hear it.
Would you like to speak to how we can invoke the violet flame? I know there's many activities around the world that are invoking the violet flame. Here in Tucson, we have Patricia Dancota Robles' Activity of Light. We have the Temple of the Presence that's invoking the violet flame. We get the Heart Center, Radiant Rose Academy. There's so many activities of light that are working with the violet flame. For those who don't know how to use the violet flame, how would they start off invoking the violet flame? Or do you want to go there? Is there somewhere else you'd like to go?
No, that's a good place to go. And I think one of the main important things about invoking the violet flame is that you're invoking this flame from higher octaves of light, octaves of reality that are above the physical reality. And so it's so important that you use your own real self. So you would use the name I Am or your holy Christ self. You have to call it forth in the name of your higher self. And so that's the real important part of invoking the violet flame. So when you do that, you say, in the name of the I Am that I am in me, or in the name of my own real self, or in the name of my holy Christ self or my holy Buddha self. So you want to invoke the violet flame by calling it forth in the name of your own real self. I wouldn't call forth the violet flame by saying, in the name of Cheryl Bench, I call forth the violet flame, because that name doesn't have power. That is an egoistic name. And in fact, I was just reading an amazing book and on initiations, spiritual initiations, and the author of this book actually says that, you know, we really are an imaginal self. And when you think about it, that's really true, because our egos are imaginary, because when we're done with this life, the name of that person is no longer. It goes away. It's very temporal.
That's
like
true.
The Buddhists talk about temporal temporal existence. So I wouldn't use my egoistic name, my name on this earth, even though that's the name we go to school and we get our degrees and the name on our driver's license and so forth. But we would use the name of our own higher self, in the name of the I Am that I am, which is the name of God. And when we say I Am that I am, we're saying I am that I am, that God is in me, I am in me. And so we would call the violet flame forth from the octaves of light, from our higher self. And you could use a number of different prayers. I think the ones that are the most powerful are the ones that have been given to us by the Ascended Masters, because they have made their ascension in the light. They have become real in the octaves of light. And so when they give us the words that they have created for us, it has more power, because you're calling upon their causal body and the words that they have given us. And since they have made their ascension, then that prayer is more powerful. So you're adding the power of your own higher self to to the power of that ascended being, and that brings forth the violet flame in a greater concentration. So I would suggest people would use, if they're just getting started with the violet flame, that they would use prayers that have been given to us by the ascended masters, and those have been published in a number of different wonderful books. One that I mentioned was The Science of the Spoken Word. There are others, and I think you can go on the internet and pull up all kinds of different wording to prayers that have been given to us by the violet, by the ascended masters on the violet flame.
Oh yes, that's very true. I just Googled it today, and just, you know, thousands and thousands of correlations were made on the violet flame and decrees that can be used.
Right. And another important thing, too, is that, and probably it might even be better if they have internet access, to go onto the YouTube site and pull up someone giving the violet flame, because as we give it with other people, it is multiplied by the power of the exponential multiplication. So if we have two people that are giving it, then it is multiplied by those two people, or three people, or 10 people. So the effects grow in proportion to the number of people that are giving that decree. So you're going to get more concentration if you give it with someone else, and even with a group of people. So that might be a good thing for people to do, is to go onto YouTube and listen to someone who's been giving it for a while and tap into their momentum and give that along with them, and that way they would get a little bit more of an experience of what it is really like.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And on our Heart Center website, we have beautiful visualizations of the violet flame blazing through the Washington, D.C., through all sorts of cataclysms and things that are going on, the Gulf of Mexico, the oil spill. These kind of visualizations,
right,
are really great too.
Yes, those are, and they're really beautiful. And I'm just amazed every time I go onto the website. There's new ones. There's the violet flame blazing into the Gulf Coast, into the different areas of Congress, into things happening around the world, into Egypt, into Libya, into the hot spots all around the world. And that's really wonderful to see, because that helps us to focus our positive energies to those places and lend our momentum to helping them to transmute all those negative energies that are coming up.
Right. And that's the Heart Center, the Heart Center with an S on heart, center.org. Every day there's something going on the website. There's decrees that are going on. Saturday is a concentration of the violet flame, right, Cheryl?
Yes.
And
Saturday is usually what they call the World Freedom Service. And so there are prayers and decrees that are being given forth for just about all the nations. It's really amazing. We now have an international council. And we just had our World Freedom Conference in Frontenac, Minnesota, and it was wonderful. We had our international council. I think we had, I can't remember how many. I think it was about 20 different nations that were represented there, and that was quite an increase from just our conference last summer that was up in Montana. So we're really growing, and we're, you know, becoming more and more involved in sending out the violet flame to different nations around the world, which is very exciting. And one of the things, I went to Greece last year, and I left a number of the little cards in the different places that I went on the Heart Center and showing the violet flame. And I think that we even have somebody in Greece, which I thought was very exciting, because they definitely need the violet flame there to help transmute their economic problems and all the things that are going on with the riots and the problems there with the government.
Yes.
So the violet flame can help in every country and whatever they're facing.
Yes. I had a personal experience in North Carolina. I was working in a way out in the rural area of North Carolina in a town called Princeville, and it was an old town that was founded by slaves that had been freed. They started their own town. They called it Princeville. And in 1999, there was a horrible flood that completely submerged the town. But before this happened, every day I would go to school in Princeville to teach, and every day I would invoke the violet flame. And after the flood took place, which I think was a part of the violet flame decrees that were being made, that whole town was rebuilt. We got a brand new school, even though we had to teach in FEMA trailers for a couple of years and use porta potties. We got a brand new Montessori school, and where the library had very little books and art materials, that was all just multiplied by 100. We had so many books, so many materials, brand new school. It was a good school before, but I noticed on the playground before the flood there were syringes where people had been using drugs on the playground. There was we call it projects in North Carolina where low-income families live, and it was all, that whole town was rebuilt. And even Prince, the entertainer, he gave several thousand dollars to the town to help rebuild it. So wow. I really think it was a direct result of the violet flame. I have to believe that. I did invoke it all over eastern North Carolina because I used to go from nursing home to nursing home and do work in the nursing homes. And I'd have Elizabeth Clare's tapes going in my Lincoln Town car, and I would just all day long when I wasn't working, and when I was driving, I would do these decrees. So I believe in it wholeheartedly for myself and for the planet. It's a true gift from Saint Germain.
Oh, it is. It's such a wonderful gift. In fact, I often think, how do people live without the violet flame? I've been doing it for so many years, and it's such a comfort to me that I just really wonder how people can actually get through the life that we live and all the changes and all the stresses. And kind of, it's kind of interesting. I was at a conference this weekend, and it was on the Divine Mother and the Divine Feminine, restoring the Divine Feminine in our world. And one of the instructors was saying that a lot of people can't deal with a lot of the things that are coming onto the earth now, all the problems, and that's why so many people are into, you know, all the television watching and putting themselves into the video games and all the things where they, you know, kind of funnel their attention and energy into things that are kind of mind-numbing, because they're really, you know, having a difficult time with it. But we have the wherewithal, using the violet flame, to transmute a lot of what is coming on the earth and the difficulties and stresses with the economy and everything. And so it's just a great blessing. And I just encourage anybody at all who even thinks that it might possibly help them to just try it for just a few minutes a day and see if it won't change things in their life and in their consciousness. One thing that Saint Germain always taught us was that it is a physical flame. Just because we can't see it doesn't mean that it doesn't bring physical changes. And it is a healing flame, and it is a physical flame. It's just about on the highest vibrating, on the scale of light. It is way up there, the ultraviolet light. So our physical eyes are not at that place where we can see it, although some clairvoyants can see it and have seen it in people's auras. But most people don't see it, but it is a physical flame, and it affects your body. It affects the place where you live. In fact, Saint Germain taught that it was used to clean people's houses. in one era, and I thought that was so interesting that they had such command of the violet flame that, that they were able to use the violet flame to clean their houses. Wouldn't that be
that
wonderful?
Is. That is. We have a new decree book through the Heart Center, and I noticed that on the website that we don't have the audios yet to go with the new, I believe, but the new decrees, the updated, edited decrees are there. So if anybody wants to go on the website, theheartcenter.org, there's the, in the media center, there are Adobe, I want to call it Adobe and Microsoft, mm-hmm. printouts of that. Or you can order the, you can order the decree book from the Heart Center as well.
Yes, and you can also go to the Media Center on the little bar there at the top of the page. It says Media Center, and it says Broadcast Replays. And if you click on that, you can actually go down and you can replay our services. And so the latest services have the new decrees being used in them. So you can actually go through and you can start and play a service, and they'll start out usually with the Crystal Diamond Tube of Light, and they'll go into several other of the new decrees, and you can pull those up on the prayers and songs page. So even though we don't have them individually on the website right now to pull up just decree by decree, you can play them by going to the broadcast replays, and then also under that prayers and songs section, there are a number of decrees sessions up at the very top that are still there, and you can play those where it says Arcturus Blessed Elohim. So that is 28 minutes of Arcturus decrees and songs. And then there's a number of different services below that that you can also pull up, which are only decrees and songs, and you can avoid some of the commentary that might be in the broadcast replay section.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's true. I know in a couple of weeks, David Lewis is going to be in Mount Shasta, California,
yes,
for St. Germain's plan for our Earth for 2012 and beyond. So
right.
That's August the 19th through the 21st at Mount Shasta. And you can find out more about that on the website as well.
Right. And it looks like it's going to be really exciting. I'm really anxious to go. And I haven't been to Mount Shasta for a number of years, but I love going up there. And Mount Shasta is the place where Godfrey, the Ascended Master Godfrey, actually met St. Germain on Mount Shasta. And so there's a very special feeling when you go up there and you've read maybe some of those I Am books that talk about unveiled mysteries and how St. Germain taught Godfrey some of the things that he taught him when he started the I Am movement. So that's a very exciting place, and I'm really looking forward to that conference.
Well, you know, in Tucson, every other year, the New Age Study for Humanity's Purpose, Patricia Diane Cota Robles, does her conclave here in Tucson. So this year, it's here at the Los Ventana Resort, and it starts, it's on the same weekend, and I have a hard time going to that because school starts that same week. So at least I can go on the weekend, but I have to report to my my job on Monday. But that's going to be going on here, and you will be in Mount Shasta with that activity. And then not too long from that date, you're going to be David will be in Washington D.C. for America's Rebirth in Rebirth in Freedom.
Freedom, yes.
Uh-huh.
That's what the event is called.
Anchoring
yeah,
the fire of St. Germain. That's September 2nd through the 4th. That's Labor Day weekend, right?
Right. And we're actually going to be starting our, I'm going to be teaching a Mayra University class, the World Mother's Teachings on the Pearl of Great Price, and we're going to be starting that weekend, September 4th.
That's right.
Will be the first class, and that'll be on our Illuminate site on the internet. And so anybody that is interested in that class could sign up on the internet, and that will be broadcast through that Washington, D.C. conference for the people back there and then wherever else they are in America and around the world. So we're hoping to have a really good turnout for that. This is going to be a really exciting class because these are the 33 heart streams that have been given by Our Lady Master Claire de Lis, Elizabeth Claire Prophet, who ascended in 2009, who made her ascension. So these are 33 dictations that she has given us to help us move forward through this period of 2012 and beyond, and to have the spiritual impetus and teachings that will help us to hold the balance for the earth and to move forward on the spiritual path in a way that we will be able to make progress and to be able to keep on going with all the difficult things that are coming on the planet. And I'm really excited about this teaching, and I think that it'll be really, really helpful for a lot of people to give them the information and practices that will help them to sustain a high level, a high frequency, a high level of vibration in their own personal life, and give them this this idea of how to be successful in this kind of a transitionary period when we're moving from one age into another. And one of the things that we're going to be doing in the class is we're going to be watching the movie Agora. If you've never heard of Agora, it is the story of the philosopher Hypatia, who was a Greek mathematician and scholar, and it was one of the embodiments of Elizabeth Clare Prophet in the 3rd century A.D. And it's really a wonderful movie because it shows what it's like to come out of one era, the Greek and Roman gods, when they were worshipped, into the era of Christianity, and what happened during that time, and all the different stresses and strains. So it gives us a glimpse into history to show us what it's like moving from one age to another. And then that's kind of what we're in right now, and how are we going to cope, and how are we going to deal with the changes that are coming. So it's
going
to be a great class.
It is. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. You know, there's a lot of things on the internet about that period of time. That's when Elenon is supposed to be coming close to the planet, and oh my goodness, all kinds of things are being talked about for that period of time.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great help to calm those energies that are going to be going on then. I'm wondering the violet flame is one ray of light. I'm wondering if we should talk about the other rays and how it relates to those rays, or the new rays. It's not seven rays anymore. It's 12 rays. Maybe talk about the how it fits into the whole scheme of light, the violet flame, or no?
Well, sure, we can definitely do that. The seven rays, of course. When we think about the seven rays, it's probably easiest to think about 7 days of the week and the seven different frequencies or energies that we're dealing with. And we, in the teachings of the Ascended Masters, we liken those rays to, for example, the angels and the masters that serve on those rays. And so we start out with Sunday, and Sunday, the yellow ray, and we go into Monday, the pink ray. Yellow ray is the ray of wisdom, and Monday is the pink ray, the ray of love. Tuesday is the blue ray, the ray of the will of God and power. And Wednesday, we're going into the green ray, the ray of healing and science and music. And Thursday is purple and gold, administration and service. Friday is the white ray, and the white ray of purity and the mother flame and the mother light. And then Saturday is the ray of freedom, the ray of Saint Germain, and that purple or violet ray. And so the 7 days of the week, and there are 7 Chohans of the rays that serve on those. There's angels of each one of those rays. And so there's a number of cosmic beings, hierarchs, elementals, angels, that all are serving on these particular rays to bring about the wholeness of God. And then when we think about, you're talking about the other 5 rays, which are the secret, we've called them the secret rays, now we're calling them the crystal rays. Mm-hmm. And these have another purpose, and they are more, actually, they're not as easy to pin down, these crystal rays. They're changing, and they have different pastel colors and different colors. But these rays are exemplified by the 5 Dhyani Buddhas, and these Buddhas bring forth what have been taught as the antidote to the 5 poisons. And these poisons are things like hatred and anger. And for an example, Vairochana is referred to as the one who's like the sun or the radiating one. And he has a seed syllable and a mantra, and we in the Heart Center do what we call the Golden Buddha Rosary. And so we give the rosary combined with the mantras of the 5 Dhyani Buddhas. And as we give these mantras of the 5 Dhyani Buddhas, these rays, these crystal rays, go forth, and they are the antidote, or they swallow up and consume the poisons, the real negative energies that are polluting our world in a lot of different ways. And one of the ways is through nuclear fallout and nuclear radiation. So this is a really important teaching that the Ascended Masters have given to us, and the understanding of using these 5 crystal rays for the cleaning up of our environment, for the neutralization of nuclear fallout. And I'm sure a lot of people have realized what has happened in Japan and all that has been released into the atmosphere, into the ocean, into the land through the meltdown of these reactors, and how that gets, you know, it affects all of us on this planet as we're all connected. So giving some of these rosaries, the Golden Buddha Rosary, and other teachings and mantras of the crystal rays through the 5 Dhyani Buddhas is very helpful for our planet. And so anyone who would want to join in with us in giving some of these, you're definitely doing the planet a great service by being willing to visualize these Buddhas, call upon their name, give their mantras, which is a frequency and a sound, and when you invoke them, visualize them, call them forth, they have the power then to come into this earth realm and to blaze forth that light and to consume these poisons and toxins that are part of our environment. So that's just a little bit on the 5 crystal rays and the benefit of knowing these teachings and being able to invoke these wonderful Buddhas to come and to help us to clean up our environment and bring forth a place that is fit for us all to live.
Oh, that's a wonderful summation, Cheryl. I have to commend you on that. That's great. That also reminded me of how we work with the elementals to help them, violet fire for the elementals of earth, air, fire, and water, to help them do what they have to, what they're here to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right, and the violet flame is so important to help our elementals, and we have special decrees and special songs. One that I think we all love to give, Spin, Spin in the Violet Flame, mm-hmm. and that comes from the joy of the child when, I don't know if you, when you were little, if you sang Skip to My Lou, mm-hmm. but, you know, we sing to the tune of Skip to My Lou, and so we sing Spin, Spin in the Violet Flame. And so this brings the violet flame down to our elementals that are constantly working to purify the land, the sea, the air, and the fire. And so it's really a wonderful thing to be able to help the elementals who are constantly overburdened trying to clean up the environment with all the pollution that is constantly coming, you know, coming their way. So, yes, that the violet flame is so important.
In the, I've talked about the book, The Gnosis and the Law. It gives a history of the violet flame. On this show, I've talked about it a lot. I think it's a real important book. It goes into a lot of information on the violet flame and how to invoke it. I know there's so much information out there, but this is one of my favorite resources for the violet flame.
One of the things that's kind of important that we have received in the Heart Center is that we've received a new dispensation that says if you will sing your prayers or decrees, then you will get three times, you will get the same effect as if you would give them three times. So instead of giving a prayer one time, you can sing it and you will get, it will be multiplied by three. And so that's a really wonderful thing if you don't have a lot of time and you would like to do something for the elementals. We have songs to the elementals that are on the website there under the Media Center, Prayers and Songs. And you can go to that and you can pull up a song to the elementals and sing it once and you'll get three times the effect. And we also have beautiful songs to the Elohim, particularly one I'm thinking of is the Prayer to Arcturus, which is a very, very powerful violet flame song. And giving that, singing that song, I know brings a great, great blessing to the earth and to the elementals. So those are some things that can be done in relatively small amount of time, but the benefit is just very great.
Yes, that's good to point out, too. That's right. I forgot about the singing. We do a lot of singing. It seems like we do a decree, then we sing, and we really do much more singing than I was used to in the beginning when I started doing decrees to,
right.
to the violet flame. Yeah.
And, you know, another reason for that is that when you sing, you access your emotional body and your mental body. So you're connecting the heart and the mind, which is really important. So when you're giving a decree or a prayer and you're reading it off of a page, you mainly are engaging your mental faculties. You're looking with your eyes, you're reading the words, and you're speaking. But when you sing a song, it has more of an impact on your heart. And it gets you into your feeling mode, into your emotional body. And so it's connecting those two, the mental body, the mind, and the heart. And so you're getting that combined action. And Saint Germain taught us in the his book on alchemy that the emotions are much more powerful than the mind. So feelings are very important to connect to your feelings, positive feelings, of course, if at all possible, and connect to your feelings because that is a great powerhouse. Emotion means energy in motion, and so your emotions are very, very powerful.
Yes. We don't just create with our thoughts, but we create with our thoughts and our feelings, and so many teachings will just talk about thoughts. Just think it like this and think this way and recite this and that, but the feeling part, you're right, is a big part of it. So when we invoke the violet flame through our God presence and we ask for the assistance of the ascended masters, where does that flame come from? That comes from our heart. It emanates from our heart.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. And it comes, you know, so you're calling to your higher self, your true self, the self that is one with God, one with all the ascended masters, one with all that is real. So it comes from your holy Christ, Buddha self, your I am presence or solar presence, real self, higher self, true self, whatever you'd like to call it. And so, and that higher self is connected through the crystal cord that comes down through the crown of your head and anchors within your heart into the threefold flame. And so we got the threefold flame of power, wisdom, and love, and the base of the white fire of the mother. And so those three colors, you know, pink and blue create violet.
Mm-hmm.
And so our heart flame has those three major colors that we are able to, when our Holy Christ self is in control, or I am present, is able to mix those flames in the correct proportions to bring forth what we need as far as the seven rays and the five secret rays. So we call it forth, and it does come forth through our heart, but it also can come forth through angels that will surround you and will direct the violet flame into specific areas that you visualize, or that you're calling for healing in a specific part of your body. I remember hearing a teaching where once you decide that you are going to call forth that violet flame and you make that call, your determination attracts the angels of the seventh ray, the violet flame angels, and they will come and surround you, and they will blaze that violet flame through you upon your determination to bring forth the violet flame. So it comes forth through us, through our heart, through our I am presence, and it also comes forth through the angels that have been sent to us to help us on our spiritual path.
Mm-hmm. And feelings of gratitude, of thanking the angels, and that feeling of gratitude is also a great boost to the violet flame, that feeling.
Yes, gratitude is one of the highest frequencies that you can engage in. And this was proven by the HeartMath Institute a number of years ago when they had started their research on the heart. And they have found that there are certain frequencies, certain emotions that when we connect with gratitude and appreciation, we can bring our heart and our mind and our body into what they call coherence, quick coherence, which brings everything into a higher level of thinking and feeling and clarity. And so it's the feeling of gratitude and appreciation is just probably one of the highest vibrating emotions and feelings that you can lock into. And so absolutely, that's a really important thing to keep flowing out of you if you can do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have about five more minutes. Is there anything that you would like to bring up, or
well, I think that a lot of people are recognizing what a difficult time that we're in right now, and knowing about the violet flame and being able to use it, I think, is really critical. And for anybody that is just maybe not sure or just wondering about the violet flame, I would just really encourage them to go onto the website, go onto the Heart Center website, or go onto the YouTube websites and put in the violet flame, and just to try it out in the privacy of your own home. You don't have to do it around anyone else. You don't have to tell anyone. You can just take 5 minutes and just see what it won't do for you, and see if it won't change the way you feel, and just pick some kind of a project. Maybe if you've got a relationship problem with someone, or you've got some kind of a malady, physical malady, or some kind of a problem in your life with your finances, just direct the violet flame into that problem area and just do it on a regular basis. Try it for a week, 7 days, and see if there won't be some changes in that situation by using the violet flame. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a long time. Just 5 minutes of violet flame can really do wonders. So it's just such an important gift. And I think that Saint Germain, when he said it's God's highest gift to the universe, and it's just so wonderful that we have been able to take advantage of it. It used to only be given to the initiates in the mystery schools hundreds and thousands of years ago. And Jesus and his disciples, he actually did have the violet flame, but it was only given in the privacy of the master-disciple relationship. So now because of our beloved Saint Germain putting his attainment on the line, he was the one who went before the Lords of Karma and put the collateral down to say, please let the people have the use of the violet flame and see what it won't do to help the world and to help them to transmute all the negatives and move forward. And so it's such a wonderful gift, and I know that Saint Germain appreciates everyone who uses that gift and takes responsibility to bring forth changes in the world and to raise our environment to a higher level so that more and more people can rise on the spiritual path.
Yes, that's true. If you want to help another person and they don't really want help, or I mean, in the outer world, I'm fine, never mind. But we can call to their higher self and get permission to work with the violet flame with others to help another person.
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'll tell you just a little story. A number of years ago, my aunt was, I was taking care of my aunt, and she fell and broke her hip. And she went to the hospital, and they did the surgery to put a hip replacement in. And as many people know, that can be very painful for senior citizens. And when it comes down to, they have to go through physical therapy, and they have to learn to walk again, and they have to, you know, get out there and do things day after day in order to get back up and get walking again. Well, I decided that I was going to help her by doing the violet flame for her. And so just for a few minutes every day, I sat and I directed the violet flame into her hip that she broke and where she had fallen down and where they did the surgery. And I just visualized the violet flame going into that hip. And so when she went back to the doctor, he looked at her and he said he couldn't believe how fast she had healed. He said, you're an unbelievable specimen. He couldn't believe how quickly she had healed and how fast she was back on her feet. And she did not have
wonderful.
The pain that a lot of people experience. And so that's just kind of a little example of what the violet flame and how it really is a physical flame and can really help in healing as well as other transmutation of other negative energies.
Well, I've really enjoyed this discussion on the violet flame with you, Cheryl. It's really wonderful to talk to someone who knows so much about the violet flame. You've and have had the experiences that you've had, and there's just so much more to come with what's going on with your teaching and the Heart Center, the activities of light that are coming up in the next couple of weeks. And it's some people just watch the news just so they know what to put the flame into, you know.
Right. Well, I'm grateful for that. That's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. Well, it's been great to talk with you too, Vicki.
All right. Well, everybody, in 2 weeks from now, Cheryl, you know Boyd. Boyd's going to be on. He's going to be talking about meditation. Yeah. So that'll be a great show too. I'm looking forward to having Boyd on next time. So thank you so much. And I can't wait for your class on September the 4th. It's going to be good. It's a Sunday. Sundays, Marie University's on Sundays, so right. We have time.
So it's early enough in the day that it's usually the first couple of hours in the day, so you don't spend your whole day on the computer.
Yeah, especially on the West Coast. We got it made over here as far as the time goes.
Yeah, right. Well, thank you for having me on.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Seth, I guess we're ready to sign off now. Everybody, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. 6 o'clock, return to Shambhala. And I love you all. Please go to our website, the website that I love so much, theheartcenter.org, and work with the Violet Flame with us. Work together. We can make a difference. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is singer-songwriter Kara Johnstad, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
I tried a thousand times, I cried a thousand lies, I wrote a thousand songs, or more. But then I saw your face through that closing door. You said goodbye, you said goodbye.